Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Trig Podcast. Join Costa TV on this beautiful, what is today? Saturday, January 4th. It is 12:30 a.m., so just after midnight here on Saturday morning, Friday night. It's been a great day, and I want to talk about following your dreams and not waiting because you're running out of time. We are all running out of time. 2024 is over. 2025 is here. And what are you waiting for to follow your dreams? You're running out of time. I'm 55. And I feel, I would say 35. But I mean, I definitely don't look 35. And time is passing. And I would say that I have done 99% of the things that I've ever wanted to do. The only thing that I still haven't done is to play and perform my music consistently. I did it once for about a year or so. It was so awesome. And that was 2013, so 11 years ago, 12 years ago. And life has come and gone in those 12 years. I've done a lot of great things, including not only loving my beautiful wife of almost 30 years, but putting three adult kids through college, which has been a huge, huge thing, and experiencing loss, and but also growing and learning a lot. And so I hopefully have another 10, 20 years of at least 20 years of positive, strong, healthy life. My brain hopefully will hold up because my anxiety can sometimes get the best of me and I get all this kind of cloudy brain fog. But right now I'm at a great place in life. As I said, our kids are grown and all successful in what they're doing. Of course, we want them to be married and have grandkids, for us to have grandkids, but that'll hopefully happen in time. Can't force that or control that. But what I can do is to pursue these last few things that I have to do that I still want to do. You know, everything else I've done. I've been a lead pastor. I've taught at a seminary. I've gotten a master's degree. I have preached every Sunday in Spanish and English. I have grown a church. I have failed at church. I have played with amazing musicians. I have helped the least of these, you name it. I have built homes and I've done mission trips to build homes and schools, and I've helped all kinds of people in need, etc. And I continue to do what I love to do with music and working with young people and ministering at a beautiful church here in the area. As I said, with my beautiful wife next to me, who's had a challenging year, but God has been faithful and we're doing amazing. We went on a date a month ago or so, which was fun, and trying to get back into shape here, both of us. But here's the thing, I suffer from sadness and anxious thoughts and fear, and it's gotten worse this last year, I would say, maybe last few years, and it's time to stop. I have to continue to follow my dreams, what God has given me. Something that's been really fun the last few months is our son, David. He is almost done with college. He's in his last year at UCSB. He's got one, maybe two more semesters to go, or quarters. He's a senior, and he wants to do music, maybe even as a career. And I'm not a famous anything. But I mean, I've been thinking, what if he and I do something together? Maybe that's his career path. He wants to, I think, teach as a 9-to-5, but that's not really his passion. His passion is music. And so, I don't know. I'd love to help him. Maybe start a YouTube channel together. Who knows? He's an amazing drummer. And who knows what God can do through our relationship and our connection. So that's something that gives me a lot of life and hope. And who knows, that could be so exciting. I know he has a drive and he has an amazing skill. And of course, I have all the tools and he's my son. So I'd love to help him and to have a partner in him in the things that I'm doing. And maybe he can even be a teacher at the church where I'm at and teach music or something. I don't know. The sky's the limit for him. But, you know, I was thinking or going back to the things that haunt me that kind of keep me from fully following my dreams, as I said, fear and worry. I got to stop that. I was watching this guy who's 85, he says. He looks, I must say, 55. I mean, he looks my age. But he says he's 85. And his channel is freaking out with Billy Hume. He has a Grammy, and Gold and Platinum Awards as a producer. I think he plays guitar, and he has a pretty fun YouTube channel. I was watching his video, I think it was on New Year's Eve, where he was recording pots and pans, basically, into Ableton and Pro Tools to use as samples. And he played a couple songs that he did with the samples. Man, it sounds amazing. I thought, this guy is awesome. But here he is. I think he lives in, where did he say? Chicago? Houston? Where did he say? No, he lives in Atlanta. And he's in a basement, I think. His house, the basement of his house, his wife is with him. I think that's his son who also helps him out. And from down there in the basement, he has, I mean, he's like a rat, pack rat of gear and guitars and amps and reel to reels. I mean, 80 years, imagine, of gear. And I was thinking, I have 50 years of gear. And he streams about it. You know, not a lot of people watch him, but he has like 200 views per video. And he has, I think, like 5,000 subscribers. I have, 400? And I get zero views on my live streams, maybe one. Because really, it's boring. What he does is so exciting, and he's entertaining, and he's upbeat and fun, and he had a rough year, he was saying, last year. He had some friend, I guess, that died, and all kinds of stuff that happened. And so I'm thinking, man, why am I giving in to whatever? Oh, this and oh, that. When my life is not only blessed, but I'm healthy and strong, my wife too, our kids, and most of all, I have all this passion and time. I think one of the things that I admire about people like him is they are focused. I'm just so not focused. I have so many things that I get into, and then I don't really go after it. I mean, in some ways, I am going after everything I love to do, podcasting and producing and worship and playing and singing and mentoring and teaching. But, you know, I really would love to, if there was one thing I'd like to do, is to grow my YouTube channel and to make a living out of YouTube, at least to supplement my income out of YouTube. And then, like I said, I mean, help my son or who knows, right? Maybe he can grow his own channel. But I'm not really committed to it because like I said, my streams are boring, et cetera, et cetera. I haven't found the formula yet to succeed on YouTube. And I've been doing YouTube for maybe 10 years, maybe longer, 15, 20 years, and I still haven't found any success. But I can't give up, right? I want to keep going, and I want to be successful on YouTube. I do, on media, or meaning platforms, podcasts, all that stuff. I love doing these audio podcasts. I love them. I don't have a huge audience. I think I have maybe, I don't know, 15 to 20 people that listen to this, maybe even less, 5 to 7. And so, but again, I don't really market it. I don't talk about it a lot. I get distracted. I do this, I do that, etc. And so I think that this year, and plus, as I said, my mental health gets in the way. I think this year is my year to, I don't know if it's focus, but I think just to be more upbeat, to let go of all my sadness and to really be who I am, just a joyful man who loves music and who is excited to live life. And I don't want to get to the end of my life sad, feeling sad or worried about whatever. I'm going to die anyway. We all are. And so what's the point of worrying about it right now? something that I worry about a lot is death and being broke and all these things that haven't happened. I've lost people, my father, my grandma. My wife went through a bit of a scare this year that really kind of knocked the wind out of me, but she's better and things are looking good. So I need to keep going and live life and not give in to all these things and to, like I said, running out of time. I don't know how old you are. Maybe you're 20, 30, 50, 60, 70. We're all running out of time. We're all, like this guy said, we're all just rehearsing to die. And I want to die happy. I want to die a fulfilled man. I want to die a man who's working out, looking good, driving a nice car, and doing what he loves. And I think maybe the last thing, this guy, what I love about him is he's not concerned with being perfect or looking perfect on camera, which I always do. He's in his basement, which would be like my garage, which is, for him, it's a messy place. My garage is messy. And I'm always like, oh, I don't want to show that part of me. I mean, it's so crazy to be that way. Who am I protecting? In fact, I mean, I love that his garage is kind of a mess. And he's got, I mean, it's not a mess. It's just a garage full of stuff. You know, it's not a mess. And as a musician, especially, it's not a mess. My garage isn't a mess either. It's just a musician's garage. I have drums and cables and guitars. Well, not guitars, but anyway, I think it's just my commitment and my mental health that I have to just push to the sidelines and just kick to the curb and to really enjoy my life. And I want to give you that as an example. I want to give you that as an example, because my guess is that you also have a ton of stuff in your life that you get distracted by, but yet you know what your joy really is. You know what brings you joy, what brings you happiness, what brings you peace. Do that. We're running out of time. It's 2025. This is a quarter of a century now. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? We're not getting any younger. We have all the money that we have, all that we need. We have all these opportunities, the internet. I mean, whatever I can help you with, here I am. Follow your dreams. Stop messing up. Stop messing around. Focus and do what you love to do, in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for being here. And I will see you next time. Adios.